Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, October 16th. You may have recently seen advertisements for a so-called super flu shot for seniors. Iowa Department of Public Health Medical Director Patricia Quinlisk says these vaccines target the influenza virus in two ways.
One of them basically just adds more protein from the flu virus into the vaccine. So it basically got four times the amount of what's called antigen. The other one is a regular vaccine, but it has what's called an adjuvant in it. And again, basically says to the immune system, look over here, there's a red flag, come here and respond to this.
Quinlisk says if you are 65 or older and your healthcare provider does not have the super vaccine, just get the regular one. She says it's not too early to get protection since Iowa's flu season is just around the corner. The Illinois EPA is collecting data on recyclables in each county. As Jacqueline Driscoll reports, the goal is to make recycling more accessible statewide.
The information collected by the Illinois EPA will be used to create an online locator tool. Director Alec Messina says with this information, residents will be able to easily identify where they can recycle a wide variety of items closest to them.
We're actually going to take all of this information. It's going to be where they're located and what materials they collect. And then if you want to dispose of an old TV or old oil-based paint that you have laying around in your house or apartment, you're going to be able to go onto our website and look specifically for what you need. And we're going to be able to show you on a map how close it is to where you're at.
In an online survey, counties are expected to include the type of collections available, such as curbside, pickup, or drop-off locations, as well as any fees that may be required. Findings should be made public by early 2018. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A medical oncologist who studied cancer among Native Americans has been honored by Augustana College. Last week, Judith Cower received this year's Richard Swanson Humanitarian Award. After graduating in 1966, Cower taught junior high science and worked as a counselor in the Chicago suburbs.
And it seemed like, you know, I'm telling these young girls, you know, you can be more than a stewardess, you can be more than a secretary, you can be a teacher, yes, that's wonderful, but there are these other careers. And then it was sort of like, okay, am I going to practice what I preach?
So Cower went back to school and earned a medical degree. A member of the Choctaw tribe, one of her first jobs was in North Dakota, where she began researching cancer among Native Americans.
When I was going through school, I was often told by my professors, Indians don't get cancer, they get alcoholism, you know, they have car accidents, they have lots of other things, TB, but they don't get cancer. And I said, well, I'm seeing cancer every day. What is wrong with these statistics? Well, they weren't recording in the places where I was seeing patients.
Since then, Cower has continued her research, trying to figure out the role of diet, exercise, smoking, alcohol, and genetics. She's also been looking at possible health similarities between U.S. tribes and other countries, including China and in Africa. Currently, she works at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota as hospice medical director, professor of oncology, and medical director for Native Americans in the Mayo Cancer Center. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.